Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to part four of The Life and Times of Sugar Ray Leonard. This is your host, the original great Rob Silver, as we are here on the Hitman Chronicles looking at Sugar Ray Leonard in his Life and Times series, part four, first world title fight versus the WBC welterweight champion and undefeated two-division world champion, the 21-year-old Wilfred Benitez. Now, in the last episode, we talked about Sugar Ray's fight prior to this fight, in which he destroyed Andy Price in the first round and broke Andy Price's manager, Marvin Gaye's, heart. If you don't know the story, go back to part three, listen to that, check it out. It's just a little bit over a half hour. Then come back and listen to part four here as we talk about Sugar Ray Leonard's biggest fight of his career up until this point. Sugar Ray Leonard, at this point in time, was 22 years old. Wilfred Benitez was 21. But Wilfred Benitez had accomplished so much in his career. So much. In 1976, and I want to give you guys the exact date, one of the most amazing achievements by any boxer in the history of boxing. And you know, a lot of people, so-called boxing experts today. Who the heck is calling me? Let that phone ring. I don't answer my house phone. It's, damn, what time is it? Meridian Capital. Don't know that number. Let it go. Yeah, whatever, capital. Yeah.
Hello?
Hello?
Please leave a message.
Please leave a message. Yeah, go away.
Hey.
Hey. Hey. Those are telemarketers, ladies and gentlemen. All right. Back to the Wilfred Benitez career. Wilfred Benitez turned pro in 1973 at the tender age of 15 in San Juan, Puerto Rico. Now, Wilfred Benitez was the exact opposite of most Puerto Ricans living in the Bronx. Throughout the 1960s and 1950s, 1960s and 1970s, and I know this because I'm a soon-to-be 56-year-old black Puerto Rican. My father's from Añasco. My mother was born in Santurce, all right? My father migrated here with his parents in 1950 at the age of two. My mother migrated with her mother and her siblings in 1954 at the age of six. All right? So they came, both my father's parents and my mother's parents both relocated and migrated to Spanish Harlem, East Harlem, where I currently reside in Manhattan in New York City. Between the 1950s and 1970s, the bulk of Puerto Rican migration from Puerto Rico to New York City were done in these neighborhoods. The South Bronx, anywhere from the Mott Haven section, 134th Street, 135th Street, by the Bruckner Boulevard, Cypress Avenue, 3rd Avenue, Willis Avenue, etc., up until Yankee Stadium, 161st Street, River Avenue. That's considered the South Bronx. That's where the bulk of Puerto Ricans moved. And also a little bit above 161st Street in the 160s and 170s, which bordered the South Bronx. Spanish Harlem, East Harlem, which runs from 97th Street and 1st Avenue, York Avenue, whatever you want to call it, up until 132nd Street, right before you hit the 135th Street Bridge on the east side. And it would go from 1st Avenue to 5th Avenue. When you pass 5th Avenue, that's when you consider to be in West Harlem, regular Harlem. Okay. East New York, Brownsville were also two sections that a lot of Puerto Ricans migrated to in Brooklyn and the Lower East Side in Manhattan. Wilfred Benitez, while his parents were born in Puerto Rico, was actually born in the South Bronx, not too far from where I grew up, near the Millbrook Projects, not too far from where I grew up on 135th Street and Cypress Avenue. That's where I lived, and Wilfred Benitez was born in that area. And then his parents migrated back to Puerto Rico when Wilfred was like 9-10 years old. So it was the reverse. And that's why Wilfred didn't call himself Wilfredo Benitez. He called himself Wilfred Benitez because he felt he was an American born. But as my father used to say, it didn't make any sense because if you're born in Puerto Rico, you're an American citizen automatically. It's a territory of the United States. You're born in the, it's a Commonwealth territory of the United States. You're born in Puerto Rico, you're automatically a Puerto Rican, an American, and you're an American citizen and a Puerto Rican citizen. All right. So Benitez, when his parents moved back to Puerto Rico, his father began training him as an amateur boxer. His father was a former boxer. Gregorio Benitez was a very, very, very established trainer. He trained Esteban De Jesus, a former world lightweight champion, who was the first man to beat Roberto Duran in November of 1972 in one of the biggest upsets in the history of professional boxing. Benitez had a decent amateur career, but real quickly, Gregorio had him turn pro in 1973 at the age of 15. He won, let me make sure I got his record correct, because it was less than 3 years later, in his 26th pro fight, that he got a shot at the WBA welterweight champion of the world, Antonio Kid Bambale Cervantes. Antonio Cervantes, to this day, is the greatest fighter ever to come out of Colombia. The greatest Colombian fighter of all time. Antonio Cervantes was a slick boxer, a great technician who fought so many great fighters. And up until that point, Cervantes had 86 professional fights. Yeah, I wasn't following boxing at the time, so I can only go from what my father would tell me. At that point in time, Cervantes was 30 years old. Benitez was 17. And my father, when I asked him about that fight, said that no one thought Benitez had a shot, that the Puerto Rican media, because my father used to read El Diario every day along with his New York Post and New York Daily News, that the Puerto Rican media, the boxing writers of El Diario, were criticizing Gregorio Benitez for putting his fighter in at 17 years old against such a seasoned and great fighter in Antonio Cervantes. At that point in time, my father said, Cervantes was already a surefire first ballot Hall of Famer. He's the greatest Colombian fighter that ever lived up until this point. And now, man, we're talking, they fought in 76. We're talking 48 years later. He is still the greatest fighter to ever come out of Colombia. The only one I consider close to his level was the great bantamweight champion of the 1980s, Miguel Happy Lora. Okay. Benitez had already fought, look at this. Benitez had 25 fights in less than 3 years. He turned pro in November of 73. This fight occurred, let me get the date correct, right? I know it happened in the summer of 76. This fight occurred in the summer of 76, and the exact date was, oh, I'm wrong. Early signs of dementia. I'm glad I looked this up. It was in the spring of 19, not even the spring, still winter. March 6, 1976. And the fight was held in Iram Bitón Stadium, a legendary stadium, Shout out to my man Jesus out there. He knows the history of Hiram Bithorn Stadium as well as any so-called legendary Puerto Rican historian. Hiram Bithorn Stadium was the site of many great fights involving Wilfred Benitez, Wilfredo Gomez, and of course, the World Wrestling Council, Carlos Colon's longtime wrestling promotion, held its biggest events throughout the 1980s in Hiram Bithorn Stadium. All right, so shout out to my man Jesus out there, one of the leading Puerto Rican sports historians on social media, especially when it comes to professional wrestling. All right, so it was March 6, 1976. See, early signs of dementia. All this time, I thought the fight happened in June or July of 76. I've been assuming this for years. See, we learn something new every day. It was March 6, 1976, and my father told me later on when I started watching boxing in January of 77 that Gregorio was heavily criticized for putting his young rising son in a fight with a 30-year-old wily veteran. Great fighter, Cervantes was still in his prime. He hadn't slipped yet. And on the night of March 6, 1976, in Hiram Bithorn Stadium, Benitez, in front of his senior high school class, because at that point in time, Benitez was a senior in high school, put on an amazing display of defense, boxing wizardry, counterpunching, and won a 15-round split decision to become the youngest champion in the history of pro boxing. And ladies and gentlemen, that record will never be broken because in most states, I say 49 out of 50 states in the United States, you have to be 18 to turn pro. So you can't win a world title at 17. Now, recently, we have a young prodigy named Kumail Moten, who's had three fights at the age of 17 in Las Vegas, Nevada, because Nevada has given him special permission to fight. They did the same thing when Devin Haney. There's a possibility that Moten might be a world champion by the age of 19. We will see, because he's promoted by Floyd Mayweather, and the kid has a lot of incredible natural ability. He's fast. He's got power. He's got punches and he's got power in both hands. He throws punches and bunches, combination punching. Very aggressive fighter. The young man reminds me of a young Meldrick Taylor. I'm hoping they sharpen up his defense because he, at the age of 17, in his last fight against Cuba, he took too many shots for a 17-year-old. But, you know, we'll talk about that as his career progresses. We'll look into it. Now, after Benitez beat Antonio Cervantes, he defended that title three times before giving it up. And then he had very tough fights with Harold Weston, a 10-round draw. I talked about that on the Life and Times of Thomas Hearns. I talked about how Harold Weston gave Benitez hell twice. We'll talk about the second fight in a few minutes. Then he fought two tough fights with Bruce Curry. In his first fight against Bruce Curry, Benitez was dropped three times, and I listened to that fight on the radio because back then, WNEW AM used to air the Madison Square Garden fights, the bi-weekly fights. They used to have fights every 2 weeks at the Felt Forum and on special occasions, Madison Square Garden, and WNEW used to broadcast the fights. John Condon, legendary Madison Square Garden executive and boxing announcer, he was also in charge of boxing at one point in time, would announce the fights, and we would hear it over the radio on WNEW radio. The first fight with Bruce Curry, the way John Condon announced it, and Curry dropped Benitez three times, you would have thought Curry had an easy decision when a 10-round fight ended. No. Somehow, some way, shockingly, Benitez got the decision. And I'm listening. Now, and late years later, I would get the videotape of the fight. And when you watch the videotape of the fight, and the videotape of the fight should be on YouTube. It was crazy. There's no way Benitez won that fight. Benitez wins a split decision. And then a few months later, on February 4th, 1978, they go back to the Garden, and he beats Bruce Curry again, this time a majority decision. But in the second fight, I thought he clearly won. The first fight, that was a robbery. Finally, he gets a shot January 14th, 1979. Once again at Irambitón Stadium. So his second major world title fight, Wilfred Benitez has it at the same stadium, Irambitón, in San Juan. In the fight against Carlos Palomino, one of the greatest Mexican-American boxers of all time, future Hall of Famer. He's in the International Boxing Hall of Fame. Took him a while, but he finally got in. Carlos Palomino was the long-reigning WBC welterweight champion, tremendous boxer puncher. I mean, and he had lethal power in both hands. And midway through the fight, Benitez was struggling, and the fight was razor thin, could go either way. And in between rounds, Gregorio smacked the shit out of Wilfred, told his ass to wake up, you're losing. Benitez, down the stretch, fought his ass off to win the decision and win his second world title by the age of 20. Yeah, the so-called boxing experts out there talk about what Bam Estrada and Devin Haney has done by the age of 25. It's a pimple on the ass of Wilfred Benitez, because by the time Benitez was 20, he was a two-time world champion, and he had defeated legendary Hall of Famers in Antonio Cervantes and Carlos Palomino. Get that bullshit the fuck out of here, you so-called boxing experts and media pundits. He then struggled in his rematch against Harold Weston, where again, Gregorio Benitez smacked Wilfred during the middle of the fight and told him to wake up, and Benitez rallied down the stretch to win another very close decision. Going into this fight against Sugar Ray Leonard, who was the number two contender for the WBC world title, there was rumors that Wilfred was not given his all in training. My father had a friend, former New York Golden Glover, and at that point in time, a pro boxer, Davey Vasquez, who they my father and Davey both grew up in the Spanish Harlem section where I live right now in New York City, in Manhattan. Davey was telling my father that there was rumors that Benitez was banging chicks left and right, and out in Vegas while he was training for the fight against Leonard, he was out all night partying. And then a few weeks before the November 30th, 1979 fight between Wilfred Benitez and Sugar Ray Leonard, which was the main event on ABC television, Ring Magazine came out with an article written by Gregorio Benitez. It was the cover. And in the article was titled, "My Son Will Lose to Sugar Ray Leonard," something like that. I don't know the exact title, but he wrote an article on why his son would lose to Sugar Ray Leonard. And, you know, people questioned, that's your son. You're his trainer. How could you say that? And Gregorio Benitez said, "I was doing that to motivate my son." Gregorio Benitez was a weirdo. He had his son at the age of 14, 15, taking punches from grown men. Like my buddy Jesus told me, at that point in time, Gregorio Benitez was training both Esteban de Jesus and Wilfred Benitez, and he would have a 13, 14-year-old Wilfred Benitez spar with the grown man Esteban de Jesus and take punishment. Gregorio was a character, and his relationship with his son, very tumultuous. It was a love-hate relationship. I don't know if he physically abused Wilfred, but he definitely mentally abused Wilfred. Cause, well, he did definitely physically abused him. He smacked him on national television twice during fights in the middle while giving him instructions. All right, now let's talk about how this fight was made. The fight was already signed, sealed, and delivered before Sugar Ray Leonard fought Andy Price. Sugar Ray Leonard, advisor Mike Trainer, had a meeting with Wilfred Benitez's manager. And I want to make sure I get this correct. I believe it was Jimmy Jacobs. Was it Jimmy Jacobs? Was it Jimmy Jacobs? Let me make sure I make this, do this correct. Let me see if I get this. Ba 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 ba. I want to make sure I get this correct because I'm looking at the Four Kings. How was this fight made? Ba 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 ba. Yeah, okay. Jimmy Jacobs, who famously years later would become Mike Tyson's first manager. Jimmy Jacobs had bought Wilfred Benitez's contract from Gregorio. Gregorio was his manager. Gregorio sold his son's contract, managerial contract, to Jimmy Jacobs for $150,000. Then Jimmy Jacobs and Mike Trainer, during a game of golf, negotiated the terms of the title fight. Wilfred would get $1.2 million. Sugar Ray Leonard would get $1 million. Bob Arum was Benitez's promoter at the time. Benitez still had one fight left on his deal with Bob Arum. And when Bob Arum went to make the deal was already done. It just fell on Arum's lap. Mike Trainer told Bob Arum, yeah, you're the promoter of the fight because you have first right of refusal, but everybody's already agreed to the money. You just got to find the venue for the fight. The venue was held in Las Vegas, Caesar's Palace. And then Bob Arum, wisely, in order to make sure that the fighters get their money, it's going to be a sellout at Caesar's Palace. The live gate will be great, but you remember it's $2.2 million that has to be in salaries among Benitez and Leonard that has to be paid for. So in order to assure that Arum made a profit and that the salaries were covered, he sold the rights to the fight to ABC Television for $1.9 million back in 1979. Now, ladies and gentlemen, today, I wish we could do that, but I don't think a network is going to, any network outside of ESPN, they got an exclusive deal with Top Rank, so I don't think any network today is going to pay money for a fight, no matter how big of a magnitude. That's why you got all these fights on pay-per-view and streaming. All right. So Arum sold the rights for $1.9 million. The fight was signed, sealed, and delivered, but the fight was almost in jeopardy because Arum had two other fights that night on November 30th, there was a Marvin Johnson fight. Marvin Johnson versus Victor Galendez. I want to make sure this is correct. I want to make sure Marvin Johnson versus Victor Galendez. See, the WBC, Jose Suleiman, the president of the WBC, did not want to share a venue with non-WBC title fights. Victor Galendez was the WBA light heavyweight champion, and he was defending his title against the number one contender, Marvin Johnson. Okay? Let's get this correct. All right? Jose Suleiman told Arum, I'm not sanctioning those Sugar Ray Leonard versus Wilfred Benitez fight, and I'm not going to sanction the Marvelous Marvin Hagler fight versus Vito Anafirmo. This is crazy, huh? Look how things come full circle. The night that Sugar Ray Leonard got his first world title fight was also the night Marvelous Marvin Hagler got his first world title fight. That was the co-main event. Marvelous Marvin Hagler versus Vito Anafirmo. Vito Anafirmo being the undisputed middleweight champion. Jose Suleiman almost put a kibosh to that because that criminal bastard and his son continues the criminal operations as head of the WBC told Bob Arum and ABC he's not going to sanction the fights. There will be no title fights because there's a WBA title fight on the bill and we don't share the same venue with other sanctioning bodies. You see how stupid that is? That's fucking ridiculous. Anyway, in order to circumvent this, Bob Arum moved the Victor Galendez versus Marvin Johnson fight to the Superdome in New Orleans. And so that met with Jose Suleiman's satisfaction. That piece of shit, may he rot in hell. May he continue to rot in hell, that devil bastard. And so finally, everybody was on board, and we go to the night, November 30th, 1979. If I'm not mistaken, it was a Friday night. And for accuracy purposes, let's make sure I'm correct. I believe it was a Friday night. So I want to double check and make sure that November 30th, because my memory tells me November 30th, 1979 was a Friday night. But just to be sure, because we want to be as accurate as possible here on the Hitman Chronicles, here on the Life and Times of Sugar Ray Leonard. So we go and look up what day was November 30th, 1979. And it occurred on a Friday. Oh, yes! Watched this with my parents and my father. We saw Marvin Johnson put on a phenomenal performance in knocking out Victor Galendez to win the WBA Light Heavyweight Championship. And this was a few months after he lost the WBC Light Heavyweight Championship to the legendary Matthew Saad Muhammad. So now Marvin Johnson was a two-time world champion. Marvin Johnson would eventually become a three-time light heavyweight champion of the world, and in my opinion belongs in the International Boxing Hall of Fame, but that's another story for another day. He would be the first three-time light heavyweight champion of the world, Marvin Johnson. Then, in the co-main, Marvin Hagler, in one of the worst robberies in boxing history, fought his ass off to try and win his first world title against Vito Anafirmo. The fighter scored a draw, and it was ridiculous. I talked all about it on the Life and Times of Marvelous Marvin Hagler series. You can go check that out. But it was a horrendous draw. Horrendous draw. Anafirmo escaped with a gift, and Hagler wasn't given an immediate rematch. I talked all about that on the Hagler series. You can go check that out. And then the main event. And ladies and gentlemen, we are going to go straight into the main event. I want you guys to get ready because I'm going to recreate the play-by-play like I always do. So what I want you guys to do is I want you guys to mute your smart devices. The link to the fight will be in the description of the podcast. But if you're watching on television on your smart TV, it's going to be hard to do that. So, but for everybody, go to your smart devices, go to your YouTube app, click on Sugar Ray Leonard versus Wilfred Benitez Vintage Boxing. My man Martin from the UK has the best quality of fights of any YouTube boxing channel. The video is pristine, and this video is pristine. Go to it, and I will give you the timestamp, and then I will do the countdown, and we will begin the recreation of Wilfred Benitez versus Sugar Ray Leonard. Okay, I want you guys to go to the 7:26 mark of this link. And by the way, not only is this the best quality of any Leonard Benitez fight out there, somehow, some way, Martin got his hands on the uncut video that ABC had, a copy of what ABC has in their vault. And so instead of the commercials in between rounds, you see the actual corner work or in between rounds, period. No commercials. It's what was actually going on in the ring minus the commercials in between rounds. So great job done by my man Martin, who continues to amaze me with his footage. And so whenever a fight that I'm recreating is available on his YouTube channel, I snatch it. All right, so go to the 7 minute 26 mark of this fight. Pause it. Mute your devices. And of course, your smart TVs, your Apple TVs, your MacBooks, your Chromebooks, your laptops, your iMacs, your iPhones, your iPads, whatever you're working with. YouTube, Sugar Ray Leonard versus Wilfred Benitez, Vintage Boxing, 7 minute and 26 mark of the link. You're going to see Sugar Ray Leonard's face with his name and record. At that point in time, he's 25-0 with 16 knockouts. At this point in time, Wilfred Benitez was 38, had 38 wins, no loss, one draw. This was Wilfred Benitez at the tender age of 40th pro fight. Sugar Ray Leonard at this point in time was 23 years old. All right, so you have two great fighters in their early 20s. And I'll leave it at that. All right. I'm going to do the countdown and be prepared to see something iconic as soon as I give you the countdown. Here we go. Hit play when I finish the countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hit play. And there you go. Benitez and Leonard about to come to the center of the ring. And this, ladies and gentlemen, right here is the most iconic stare down in boxing history. These two are looking into each other's eyes, trying to psych the other one out. And no doubt Wilfred, this was his ploy of psychological welfare. The referee trying to break him up, but they continue to stare into each other's eyes. There goes the legendary referee, Carlos Padilla, and you saw Angelo Dundee laugh. By the way, both men were listed as 5'10" going into this fight. You can see that Wilfred is at least 1 inch taller than him. Now, ladies and gentlemen, pause it. I just wanted you to see that for a minute, because right now Chuck Hall is going to introduce the fighters, and I'm going to fast forward it. I want you guys to fast forward right now. I have it paused. Guys, pause it and now go to the 9 minute and 19 second mark. And this will begin the fight. 9 minute and 19 second mark, pause it. I'm going to do the countdown. When you pause it, you'll see Wilfred Benitez walking back to his corner. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, hit play. There we go. We're getting ready for round one, November 30th, 1979. Wilfred Benitez defending his WBC welterweight championship of the world for the third time against Sugar Ray Leonard. Caesars Palace, Las Vegas, Nevada. Round one begins. The key to this fight is going to be Leonard's jab. Leonard's jab has got to be the difference, because against a defensive wizard like Wilfred Benitez, at this point in time, Wilfred Benitez was considered on the level of Willie Pep in terms of the greatest defensive fighters of all time. That's how great defensively he had been throughout his entire 39 pro fight career. There goes Leonard trying to establish the jab right there. The key to this fight's going to be Leonard's jab. He's got to land it in order to set up those blazing combinations. The key to Benitez is also his jab and to counter Sugar Ray Leonard's blazing combinations. Benitez had one of the best counter right crosses. Oh, nice stiff jab there by Leonard in the history of boxing. Another jab there by Sugar Ray Leonard. Sugar Ray Leonard trying to utilize the jab, which is the key to the success, and he's pumping out that jab. Sugar Ray Leonard, when he was at his best, oh, he just missed with that right cross. When Sugar Ray Leonard was at his best, that jab was just amazing. And Sugar Ray trying to pump the jab. You don't see Sugar Ray dancing and moving. He's in the pocket, and he's trying. Oh, nice stiff jab by the Leonard. Leonard has established that jab so far here early in round one. Benitez is going to have to find a way to counter that jab with his right cross or jab. Oh, nice left hook inside by Sugar Ray Leonard. Right cross just missed by Sugar Ray Leonard. Look at the head movement by Benitez. Benitez, his nickname was Radar, because he could see. They said he had eyes in the back of his head. But Leonard throwing a lot of combinations, but missing a lot. But you know what? He's carrying around because he's throwing punches. All Benitez is doing is trying to evade those punches. And Leonard is throwing combinations right to the body, left to the body by Sugar Ray Leonard. I don't do hypotheticals. I don't do fantasy matchups. But you could see how a Sugar Ray Leonard, if he were to fight a Floyd Mayweather Jr. in their primes, let's say they're both 25 years old at welterweight. Nice combination there by Sugar Ray Leonard. Sugar Ray, right cross left hook. Sugar Ray beginning to land now. Right cross by Sugar Ray Leonard. Benitez is going to have to try and start countering those combinations, because Benitez, all he's done in this round, another stiff jab by Leonard, is trying to evade. Oh, combination by Sugar Ray Leonard. Everything off that jab. Sugar Ray controlling the action with that jab and throwing punches even when he misses. He's staying active. Another combination by Sugar Ray Leonard. Benitez waiting too long. I know he's trying to study Sugar Ray Leonard in the first round, but right now his output is way too limited. Easy first round in the books for Sugar Ray Leonard. 10-9. They stare at each other again. Sugar Ray Leonard goes back to his corner, and you're going to see not the commercials, but in between what's going on in the corner, as we have a beautiful young sister walking around, ring card girl with round two. A jam-packed Caesars Pavilion in Caesars Palace in Las Vegas, Nevada. That round was definitely Sugar Ray Leonard. Now, going into this fight, My father's favorite fighter in 1979 was Wilfred Benitez, and he was rooting heavily, but he actually made a mature choice, and he didn't bet on Benitez. I knew he was going to bet on Benitez, but he shocked me by not betting on Benitez. He was rooting heavily for Benitez. He told everybody Benitez would win, but he didn't bet, and that was his heart talking about it. As far as I went, round two's already begun. I was heavily rooting for Benitez, but I didn't think he was going to beat Sugar Ray Leonard. I was praying that he beat Sugar Ray Leonard, but man, I just didn't see it. I just didn't see it. This was an 11-year-old Rob Silver watching his fight with his parents the night of November 30th, 1979, on a 13-inch black and white TV in our living room, as at the time we were living on Elder and Westchester in the Bronx. Sugar Ray focused. By the way, Sugar Ray Leonard mentioned in his autobiography that right before this fight happened, Muhammad Ali called him and said, not to showboat in this fight. This is your first world title fight. be serious. Don't allow the judges to try and use that against you. Just go in there, beat Benitez, be the champion, and then you can showboat afterwards. Sugar Ray Leonard idolized Muhammad Ali, as you could tell from his ring style, the tassels on his feet, the way he moved, the Ali shuffle, the bolo punch, all of that he got idolizing and watching Sugar Ray, Muhammad Ali growing up as a boxing fan. Leonard continues to control the action with his jab. Benitez is yet to land a significant punch as we're midway through the second round. And I think the difference in this fight is the speed. While Benitez was a very fast fighter, Sugar Ray Leonard's on another level speed-wise in the history of the welterweight division. Stiff jab again by Sugar Ray Leonard. Leonard, another stiff jab. Benitez landed a short left hook there, nothing on it, but he finally landed something. He hasn't landed anything of significance in this fight. Right to the body by Benitez. Leonard missed with a double jab. Definitely, oh, nice three-punch combination that Leonard missed, but he's staying active. Even if he misses, his work rate is much more than Benitez. Benitez's work rate pales in comparison to Sugar Ray Leonard's work rate. Double jab by Sugar Ray Leonard. Leonard continues to control the action in the middle of the round off the jab and throwing another stiff jab there by Sugar Ray Leonard. Benitez missed with a triple jab there. Nice three-punch combination there by Sugar Ray Leonard. And he blocked Benitez. Oh, stiff jab right there. Stunned Benitez for a second there. That was a beautiful, another stiff jab by Leonard. Leonard's jab is working as best as I've ever seen it work. Another stiff jab by Sugar Ray Leonard. End of round two. Another round in the book. But ladies and gentlemen, 10-9, Sugar Ray Leonard. I got a 2018 Sugar Ray Leonard after two rounds. As you see, Dundee giving Leonard instructions. Well, even back then, they alternated ring card girls every round. You'd have one ring card girl do the even rounds and another ring card girl do the odd rounds. Referee Carlos Padilla. Man, he had such a great run. And great referee. He was an actor when Don King discovered him in Manila. I talked about this on the Life and Times of Muhammad Ali podcast when I talked about the Thriller Manila. And he quit acting to become a full-time referee, and he did a phenomenal job throughout his entire career. This is another legendary fight in his book as far as his career goes in refereeing major fights. Round three has begun. Sugar Ray focus. And you don't see Sugar Ray dancing. You see him with a slight movement to set up the jab. Nice stiff jab. Leonard with a three-punch combination inside. Once again, he's not landing everything, but he is staying active. And Benitez is not throwing enough punches. And as my father was watching this fight, he was like, Benitez has got to do something to get Leonard's attention because Leonard is much faster than Benitez. My father said another stiff jab there by Sugar Ray Leonard. And he's throwing more punches. And Benitez is going to have to catch him with a nice counter in order to turn the tide of this fight. Because right now he cannot outbox Sugar Ray Leonard. Stiff jab by Sugar Ray Leonard. He's got to make Sugar Ray Leonard pay, my father said. He's got to make him pay. Nice stiff jab. But you know what? Sugar Ray Leonard is not throwing wild punches. Everything is in rhythm. He is just doing what he needs to do, and he's sticking to whatever the game plan Dave Jacobs, Jenks Morton, and Angelo Dundee set for Sugar Ray Leonard. Sugar Ray Leonard had one of the greatest training teams in boxing history. Three great trainers in Morton, Jacobs, and, of course, a member of my Mount Rushmore of boxing trainers, Angelo Dundee. Another stiff jab by Sugar Ray Leonard. Leonard controlling the action with his jab. Benitez, when he does throw punches, doesn't come close to Leonard. Combination inside by Sugar Ray Leonard. Another stiff jab by Sugar Ray Leonard. Man, my father and I were frustrated watching this fight. We're like, come on, Benitez, do something. Benitez missed with a wild right, and then Leonard landed a three-punch combination. Leonard continues to pump that jab, and he's throwing combinations. Another combination, right cross, left hook, cuffed Benitez there, but Leonard controlling the action, and he's dominating the fight because he's much more active, and he's landing the only significant punches in the fight. And everything off the left jab, down goes Benitez. A beautiful left jab, drop Benitez. This reminded me of the fight that happened last year between Terrence Crawford and Errol Spence when Crawford dropped Spence with a jab. Beautifully done by Sugar Ray Leonard. Another stiff jab. The jab has been the best weapon of the fight. The first knockdown of the fight, and Sugar Ray Leonard is building a huge lead after three rounds. 10-9, Leonard, 30-26, Leonard after three rounds. That was a beautiful, crisp, sharp left jab as that sexy ring car girl comes back out there. There goes Gregorio Benitez talking to his son. His son may be distracted by that sweet-ass round guard girl. And he's looking in her direction. Gregorio Benitez. Gregorio and Wilfred had a similar relationship to Felix Sr. and Felix Jr., in my opinion. If we ever do a Life and Times of Felix Trinidad series, we'll talk all about it as we get ready for round number 4. Benitez is going to have to start doing something different because what he's doing is not working. He's not going to outbox Sugar Ray Leonard. Sugar Ray Leonard's too quick. And Benitez is not willing to exchange with Sugar Ray Leonard, which is smart. He's got to figure something out. He's got to count, like my father said, he's got to counter one of them combinations and hurt Leonard in order for him to have a chance to turn the tide. Leonard continues to pump the jab. Look at him pumping that jab. And it's not, this isn't the Dance Master Sugar Ray Leonard. This is the Sugar Ray Leonard making slight moves and just utilizing that jab, throwing combinations, outworking, outspeeding, and outboxing a legendary boxer, a legendary technician. Another stiff jab by Sugar Ray Leonard in Wilfred Benitez. A combination by Sugar Ray Leonard. Sugar Ray Leonard right now is running on all cylinders. Stiff jab. All the years of being a great amateur boxer. Olympic gold medal right to the body by Sugar Ray Leonard. The controversy with his baby mama, Juanita. Oh, by the way, side note. I'll talk about it in between rounds. There was another story here that I failed to mention before the fight that I'm just remembering that my father had told me and that I thought was ridiculous until years later it was confirmed. My father had told me a story that a personal story involving Benitez and Leonard. I'll talk about it in between rounds. As Benitez is throwing more punches in this round, but he still cannot match what Sugar Ray Leonard is doing. As Sugar Ray Leonard continues to control the action with his jab. Another stiff jab by Sugar Ray Leonard. Jab to the body. Sugar Ray Leonard. Combination by Sugar Ray Leonard. The jab to the body. You see Sugar Ray Leonard, the way he throws his punches, he definitely mimicked the style of Muhammad Ali. Because Ali was the first great fighter, my father said, utilized that beautiful jab to the body. Sugar Ray Leonard continues to outthrow and outland Benitez. Nice great cross over the top by Sugar Ray Leonard. Benitez has upped his output in this round, but still nowhere near enough to grab a round. This is all Sugar Ray Leonard. It's got to be frustrating when you're a world-class great fighter with great speed that, and yet you're unable to match up with the guy you're fighting. He's on another level speed-wise, power-wise. Another round in the book for Sugar Ray Leonard, 10-9, 40-35 Sugar Ray Leonard. Now, going into this fight, Wilfred Benitez was engaged to Sugar Ray Leonard's sister. Now, my father told me this, and I was like, man, get the fuck out of here. Well, I didn't say I was an 11-year-old boy. I didn't say get the fuck out of here. And he would have smacked the shit out of me. But in my mind, I was like, get the fuck out of here. And then I questioned my father, are you sure? Are you sure? I looked through newspapers and everything leading up to the fight. Nobody mentioned it. But years later, during the Wilfred Benitez versus Thomas Hearns fight, a fight that I covered on Life and Times of Thomas Hearns, Sugar Ray Leonard was doing color commentary, and he mentioned that at one point in time, Wilfred was engaged to his sister, and that his sister decided not to choose sides that night. It's just remarkable. Round five has already begun. It's remarkable how you could have your brother fight your fiance. It's just wild. Just imagine what Sugar Ray Leonard's sister was going through. Now, that engagement didn't last long because Wilfred was a womanizer, and he, at that point in time, was allegedly involved in vices that Sugar Ray Leonard's sister couldn't deal with, and the engagement ended. They never got married. As we're already in the midst of round five. Oh no! Once again, Sugar Ray Leonard controlling the action. Nice combination there by Sugar Ray Leonard. That right cross was right down the pipe. Sugar Ray Leonard controlling the action with the jab. Controlling it with the jab. This has just been a brilliant fight fought by Sugar Ray Leonard. Left hook by Sugar Ray Leonard. Sugar Ray Leonard continues to control the action. Nice stiff jab by Sugar Ray Leonard. Benitez fighting just the wrong fight. I mean, but what can you do? You're fighting one of the greatest fighters that ever lived. In my opinion, the greatest fighter of my lifetime. At this point in time, we didn't know that was going to happen. We knew that Sugar Ray Leonard was a very good fighter, fighting a great fighter, and he had to put on a great performance, and he is putting on a virtuoso performance right now. That jab is landing. He's landing combinations. Sugar Ray Leonard just showing the world, and he proved to my father that night that he was going to be an all-time great. Sugar Ray Leonard, it was just beautiful. Look at his footwork. Look at his footwork as he puts himself in position to land that jab and get away from whatever counter Benitez may try. And he's avoided Benitez's jab the entire fight, like right there. And then he counters with the jab. Another stiff jab by Sugar Ray Leonard. There's not a fighter today, ladies and gentlemen, that fights like Sugar Ray Leonard, that's on this level of as Sugar Ray Leonard in terms of the jab combination. No one. You can throw out the names. I know you guys are probably screaming out Terrence Crawford. Don't even give me that Tank Davis bullshit, all right? No one fights like Sugar Ray Leonard. And Benitez cannot land. Another combination by Sugar Ray Leonard. Uppercut. And Benitez misses with his jab. There goes a jab. Finally landed by Benitez. And Leonard just missed the right cross. Another round in the books with Sugar Ray Leonard. 10-9. 50-44. Sugar Ray Leonard. After this round ended, and here goes that beautiful young lady. Beautiful ring card girl. Oh, she's got a great smile. Oh, man. I'm surprised Gregorio didn't complain to the commission and say, get that woman out of here. She's distracting my son. Benitez definitely frustrated, and he's got to figure out a way to hurt Sugar Ray Leonard. He can't outbox Sugar Ray Leonard. He can't outslug Sugar Ray Leonard. He's got to catch Sugar Ray Leonard. I mean, now Benitez has done a decent job defensively, But offensively, his output has been putrid. You cannot beat Sugar Ray Leonard if you don't land punches. Round six. Sugar Ray Leonard. Utilizing that jab. Another stiff jab by Sugar Ray Leonard. Leonard continues to pump that jab. Now remember, this is a 15-round fight, so it is a marathon, and Benitez has proven in his fights against Harold Weston, Carlos Palomino, Antonio Cervantes, that he's a tremendous second-half fighter. He's going to have to, as Leonard continues to jab well, he's going to have to do something. Because right now, Sugar Ray Leonard is dominating this fight. Left hook inside by Sugar Ray Leonard. Benitez misses with a combination. Benitez has a very good jab, and it has not worked. Another stiff jab by Leonard. It has not worked at all in this fight, which is, you know, a testament to the greatness of Sugar Ray Leonard, because Benitez is about an inch taller than Sugar Ray Leonard, 5'11" to 5'10". Their arm length is about the same size, but it's the speed of Sugar Ray Leonard. Sugar Ray Leonard continues to pump that jab. Another stiff jab by Sugar Ray Leonard. And kudos to Sugar Ray Leonard. He is fighting a technically perfect fight. He is not doing wild shots. Everything's in rhythm. He's moving. Another stiff jab by Sugar Ray Leonard. He is fighting a flawless fight right now against a legendary fighter. Combination to the body by Benitez. They butted heads right there, and there is a nasty cut above the right eye of Wilfred Benitez. Now, I'm going to give you guys context. Back in 1979, they didn't go to the scorecards if you got hit with a headbutt. If you started bleeding from a headbutt and the referee stopped the fight, you lost. If you were bleeding from a headbutt and the fight was stopped on cuts. They didn't start going to the scorecards until the early to mid 80s. This fight was held November 30th, 1979. Now Benitez, out of desperation, has to open up because that cut is bad. That cut is nasty. The end of the sixth round, another round in the book for Sugar Ray Leonard, 10-9. 60-40-53 Sugar Ray Leonard. And now they got to work on that cut. And that cut's in a very bad spot. That blood is going to drip into Benitez's eyes if they don't stop that bleeding. As you see them working on that cut. Cuts right on the forehead. They headbutted late in round six. Accidental clash of heads. But there was no accidental butt rule back in 1979. Watch it again. Here we go. Boom! Right there as they both were coming inside like two rams butting each other. You notice that the cameraman doesn't focus on the other ring card girl, just the beautiful one. And she'll be coming up after this round. It's round seven. Benitez is going to have to force the action now. There's no going back because that cut is nasty. And it could easily drip into his eyes, and referee Padilla would have no choice but to stop it. Then again, they didn't stop the Tim Zoo Fedora fight from last week. Nice stiff jab by Sugar Ray Leonard. I'm going to be honest with you guys. Sugar Ray Leonard, I began to despise Sugar Ray Leonard after this fight. And I will continue to mention why in the next few episodes of the Life and Times of Sugar Ray Leonard. And so I was blinded as an 11, 12, 13-year-old, 14-year-old boy I was blinded by Sugar Ray, by my hatred of Sugar Ray Leonard. I hated Sugar Ray Leonard. And I'll go into much more detail later on, but this was the first of three fights that caused my hatred of Sugar Ray Leonard to get out of control. But years later, I put my hatred aside and I realized that I was living in a great time, and I was able to be alive and be alert and be old enough to see this man at his prime put on magical performance after magical performance. This being the first of many magical performances against elite fighters that he would put on display. Oh, nice left uppercut by Sugar Ray Leonard. Leonard with a right cross. Leonard continues to call the action as that cut is nasty, and that cut is definitely affected Benitez's vision. Right cross by Sugar Ray Leonard. Sugar Ray Leonard is studying Benitez, and he's looking to attack that cut, which is beautiful. Stiff jab again by Sugar Ray Leonard. Benitez trying to counter over that jab, but right now his vision is being impaired in the right eye because that cut's dribbling right into his eye. Leonard in a comfort zone with four straight lefts, and then Benitez finally responded but doesn't land. Benitez was already at a disadvantage in speed-wise before the headbutt. Now with the cut, it's damn near impossible for him to try and win this fight. It's getting to the point where he can't win a decision. Nice left hook inside by Sugar Ray Leonard. Leonard, aggressive boxing, but very intelligent boxing. Nice left hook to the body. The ring IQ of Sugar Ray Leonard in this fight is unreal. That stiff jab there by Sugar Ray Leonard. Benitez landed a couple of rights at the end, but it was too little, too late. Another round of the book. Benitez, and there goes that beautiful young lady. You notice the cameraman focuses on her whenever she comes in the ring. 10-9 was round 7 for Sugar Ray Leonard. 70-62 Sugar Ray Leonard after 7 rounds. And at this point in time, Benitez is going to need a knockout to win. Because even if he swept the next 8 rounds, 10-9 all, it would be a draw by scorecard. Just Benitez is not throwing enough punches. Now, you see, they stopped the bleeding there for a second, but will it continue to stop when round 8 begins? Referee Carlos Padilla getting ready for both men to come back in as we begin round 8. Benitez pumping that jab out more in this round. A stiff jab by Sugar Ray Leonard. But the lack of Benitez's effective jab is really hurting him in this fight. He has a much better jab than what he's shown in this fight. And I know he's studying Leonard, looking to land counters. As you can see, he's focused. But he just can't pull the trigger. Sugar Ray Leonard's just too quick. Another stiff jab by Sugar Ray Leonard. Another stiff jab by Sugar Ray Leonard. Another double right cross by Sugar Ray Leonard. Another stiff jab by Sugar Ray Leonard. Right cross by Sugar Ray Leonard. Another stiff jab by Sugar Ray Leonard. Another stiff jab by Sugar Ray Leonard. This is the first fighter Sugar Ray Leonard ever fought that would eventually be inducted into the International Boxing Hall of Fame. And considering that, just makes this performance he's put on against Benitez that much more amazing. Another amazing thing is, even though this is Sugar Ray Leonard's 26th pro fight, Benitez is 40th pro fight. Benitez is 21. Sugar Ray Leonard is 23. Because Benitez turned pro at 15 when Sugar Ray Leonard was a young amateur boxer. Combination by Sugar Ray Leonard. The same year, Benitez won his world title against Antonio Cervantes, March 6, 1976. Sugar Ray Leonard won the gold medal that summer in Montreal. Sugar Ray Leonard continues to control the action. Nice combination to the body by Benitez. That was the best combination of the fight Benitez has landed. Uppercut, left hook by Sugar Ray Leonard. This has been the most competitive Benitez has been in this fight as far as rounds go. This round is actually up for grabs, but Benitez landed once again, pumps that jab out. Another stiff jab. Both men landed nice jabs there. Right cross over the top by Benitez. That glance, a glancing blow. Nice combination by Sugar Ray Leonard. Benitez, that was the best round Benitez fought, but I can't give that round to Benitez. Sugar Ray outlanded him. Round 8 goes to Sugar Ray Leonard, 10-9. I got it 80-71, Sugar Ray Leonard after 8 rounds. Benitez is going to have to step it up. Step it up. He needs a knockout to win on my scorecard. Yeah, watching this fight, my father was frustrated. And my father, around this point of the fight, my father was telling me, man, thank God I didn't bet on this fight. Because at this point in time, my father's like, Benitez has no shot at winning this fight. I mean, he was still praying, but it was already set in stone that Sugar Ray wasn't losing this fight at this point in time as we go into round 9. Padilla separates them. Sugar Ray Leonard remains focused. And you have not seen him showboat one time in this fight, taking the advice of the greatest, Muhammad Ali. Ali told him, do not showboat. Do not give the judge is a reason to steal a round from you. Go in there, do your job. You got all the time after the fight to showboat. As, oh, nice combination there by Benitez to the body. Benitez has upped his output the last couple of rounds. He's going to have to do a whole lot more than that because on my scorecard, he hasn't won a round yet. Referee Carlos Padilla has done an amazing job. Oh, referee in this fight. Stiff jab, combination there by Sugar Ray Leonard. Whenever you see Benitez smiling in this fight, that's a smile of frustration. And a smile to acknowledge that he's in with a ringmaster. Stiff jab by Sugar Ray Leonard. That smile acknowledges that the man he's fighting is better than him. Combination. Those were cuffing shots, but once again, oh, nice combination by Benitez. Benitez landed a right cross, left hook combination there. And that blood has opened up again on his forehead. Right cross, nice right cross by Sugar Ray Leonard. Sugar Ray Leonard in the pocket, landed right cross, another right cross. They both landed right there, but Sugar Ray Leonard was the more potent. Right to the body, left to the body. A triple jab and a right cross by Benitez, then Leonard right to the body, left to the body. Benitez just missed with a right cross. Benitez opening up like he had to. Nice left hook inside by Benitez. Right to the body by Sugar Ray Leonard. Right cross over the top by Benitez. Benitez landing his right more than ever in this round. Still not matching the output by Sugar Ray Leonard as Leonard continues to throw punches. Nice combination there by Benitez. Oh, nice right cross. That stunned Benitez. That right hand staggered Benitez. Just when he was having his best round, Benitez did a little dance after that right cross landed. And Benitez was having his best round, and now I can't give him this round. Leonard hurt him with that right cross. Neither right cross by Sugar Ray, left hook by Sugar Ray Leonard. A masterpiece of a boxing lesson that Sugar Ray Leonard is giving to Wilfred Benitez. 10-9 in round 9. All right, they took the camera off there. Oh, there she goes. 90-80, Sugar Ray Leonard after 9 rounds. And let's see if the replay shows that. There you go. Oh, he missed with the right hand. Let's see if they show that right cross that stunned Benitez. Is this it right here? Right there. That was right there. That was the right cross that staggered Benitez. Once again, I'm going to call out a network for putting false information. They just put that this was Benitez's second title defense. No, this is his. Yes, this is his second title defense. My bad. I was correct. He won the title in January, defended against Harold Weston in March, and yes, this is his second defense against Sugar Ray Leonard. Early signs of dementia, ladies and gentlemen. What can I do? I apologize for trying to blame ABC for making a mistake they did not make. That was accurate information there. Benitez has got to do something. But you know what? He has. He's tried. Oh, nice left hook by Benitez. He tried in the last couple of rounds, but he got hurt in the last round. Well, Benitez has had gone off the great start here in round 10. Oh, nice right cross by Benitez. What I love about Martin's Vintage Boxing Channel is that all these fights are YouTube commercial free. We don't get interrupted. Benitez is having a great round. Nice combination to the body. We don't get interrupted with those YouTube ads. It's commercial free. It goes straight through. I don't have to tell you guys to pause it, restart it. No, we going straight through the fight. Benitez having nice combination to the body by Benitez. Benitez having now his best round of the fight, and Sugar Ray Leonard has slowed down a little bit, and it's the 10th round of a 15-round fight, and Leonard has fought his ass off, so there's got to be some fatigue. There has got to be some fatigue on his part, and Benitez is beginning to land, especially to the body here in round 10. Yeah, Benitez attacking with the left hand. He landed a left to the chin, left to the body there. Right cross by Benitez. And Benitez missed with a wild right hand. There goes a bolo punch. Sugar Ray Leonard with the first antic of the fight. Left to the body by Sugar Ray Leonard. That was the first showmanship that Ali warned him not to do that Leonard did in the fight. Nice double jab there by Sugar Ray Leonard. Benitez actually landed a jab to the body there. Padilla separates them. Leonard not as active in this round as he's been in the previous 9 rounds. This is probably the first round in which Benitez has outworked him. But that being said, Leonard could... Oh, nice right cross by Benitez, then left hook to the body by Leonard. Nice uppercut inside by Leonard. That's the first round I gave to Benitez, 10-9. I've got it 99-90 after 10 rounds. And Benitez just can't hurt Sugar Ray Leonard. But he hasn't landed anything earth-shattering. Like you saw in round 9 when Leonard hurt Benitez with a right cross. Benitez hasn't landed a shot that lethal throughout this entire fight. And of course in round 3 when Leonard dropped Benitez with that stiff jab. We get ready for round 11. Last round was the first round I gave Benitez in this fight. And these are clear-cut rounds, in my opinion. I don't think you can argue with my scorecard. We'll talk about the official scorecards when the fight ends. And Benitez started. Oh, nice right cross left hook combination by Sugar Ray Leonard. That hurt Benitez. Benitez is in trouble. He's laughing. I think he cleared his head by now, but that was a brilliant three-punch combination. Another combination by Sugar Ray Leonard. Sugar Ray Leonard took that last round off, but now he's back. Another combination by Leonard, right to the body by Leonard. Padilla, who's done a phenomenal job in this fight, like he did in the Thrill in Manila. Carlos Padilla, a great referee. We will see more of him throughout my historical series. Benitez is throwing more punches, but there's nothing on those punches. Like that right cross I just landed, it doesn't have the snap as Leonard dug deep to the body there twice. It doesn't have the usual Benitez snap, and now Leonard begin to bang that body. Left, look at Leonard throwing that. They're inside now. They're going toe-to-toe, uppercut by Leonard. Benitez is going to have to find a way to hurt Leonard, but I don't know. He's lost snap in his punching power. The left eye, below the left eye of Sugar Ray Leonard is beginning to swell. Left hook by Sugar Ray Leonard. That stunned him again! That left hook staggered Benitez! Benitez is in trouble! Benitez is hurt! Benitez is hurt! No left hook, right cross! Sugar Ray Leonard teeing off on Wilfred Benitez! Oh, right cross by Sugar Ray Leonard! Oh, left uppercut by Sugar Ray Leonard. He is just teeing off on Wilfred here in round 11. Right to the body by Sugar Ray Leonard. Stiff jab right to the body by Sugar Ray Leonard. Oh, combination by Sugar Ray Leonard. Benitez trying to fight off the ropes, but to no avail. It's all Sugar Ray Leonard. 30 seconds left in round 11. Right cross by Sugar Ray Leonard. A dominant round by Sugar Ray Leonard. Right to the body by Sugar Ray Leonard. Left to the body by Sugar Ray Leonard. Benitez, I think he's no longer hurt. And the combination by Benitez, but a little bit too late. He took a pummeling in this round. Left to the body. Leonard continues to go to body. The end of the 11th round. 10-9 for Sugar Ray Leonard. 109-99 Sugar Ray Leonard after 11 rounds as the beautiful young lady continues to grace us with our presence every other round. She's been more impressive than Wilfred Benitez in this fight. Once again, you see the camera focuses on her, but with the other girls out there, that's when they go into the corner and they don't even show her. Maybe it was Howard Cosell. Cosell was like, look at that sweet brown sugar. Cameraman, focus on her. I want to see more of her. We getting ready for round 12, a dominant virtuoso performance by the Sugar Man. Round 12. Stiff jab. Combination decided by Sugar Ray Leonard. I don't see how you can give Benitez more than one round in this fight. I don't see it. I'm not blind. Combination again by Sugar Ray Leonard. Benitez has out-jabbed him. Out-punched him. Out-worked him. Out-sped him. Everything. Leonard continues to try and control the fight with the jab. Nice left hook there by Sugar Ray Leonard. Sugar Ray Leonard's been completely focused. Only one time we saw him with any antics, a attempted bolo punch that he didn't go through with. He's banging the body. He's utilized another left hook to the body there by Sugar Ray Leonard. Benitez with a nice right cross left hook combination there by Benitez. Triple jab by Benitez. Benitez got to do much more than that. Benitez needs a knockout in this fight. Yeah, by this time, my father, after the shellacking Benitez took in that last round, my father's like, well, maybe Benitez can go to 15 rounds because he's not winning this fight. I was still hoping Benitez found a way, but I knew better. Midway through this round, and this is another round that Chigray has dominated. There's just no snap to Benitez's punches. Even when he went, nice left to the body by Chigray Leonard. Combination by Chigray Leonard. Saw Sugar Man. Stiff jab by Chigray Leonard. Another stiff jab by Chigray Leonard. Ooh, nice stiff jab there by Chigray Leonard. Chigray back to outboxing Benitez in the middle of the ring. Minimal foot movement by Chigray Leonard in this fight. He's not the dance master in this fight, which is beautiful to see. Because it would have just been unnecessary movement as he lands a double jab and another jab there. Benitez is just not throwing enough punches. He goes a nice stiff jab there by Chigray Leonard. He'll go several seconds before throwing a punch. Another combination by Chigray Leonard to punctuate another round in the books for Chigray Leonard. I've got it 119-108 Chigray Leonard after 12 rounds. A left lump, a little lump under the left eye of Chigray Leonard. Benitez's face is not showing the effects of the punishment he's taking in this fight, other than the cut that they seem to have stopped on his forehead, and that was from an accidental punch, a butt. That wasn't from a punch. Once again, they didn't show that ring car girl. The other one, they don't focus on her. Round 13 has begun. Nice left hook inside by Benitez. Benitez woefully behind on my scorecards. We'll talk about the scorecards when this fight ends, because I don't know what the fuck these bastards were looking at. Excuse the language. Oh, man, I was so disappointed that night. Oh, man. This would be the first time Chigray Leonard broke my heart. Nice combination there by Chigray Leonard. The first time Chigray Leonard would break my father and my heart was this night, because he just put on a masterful performance against my father's favorite fighter. And at this point in time, Benitez was my second favorite fighter. Oh, nice right cross by Leonard. Benitez was my second favorite fighter this night after Thomas Hearns. Duran being my third favorite fighter. So put that in your memory box. Put that in your psyche. My three favorite fighters at this point in time on this night, November 30th, 1979, were Thomas Hearns, Wilfred Benitez, and Roberto Duran. Ooh, he just missed with a right cross. But right now it's all Chigray Leonard. Benitez up against the ropes, pulling with a jab, no effective punching. He's doing nothing but trying to avoid Chigray Leonard's punches and trying to counter. Chigray Leonard just missed with a whistling left hook there. Chigray Leonard's the only one throwing punches. Benitez is, I don't know what Benitez is doing. Maybe he's trying to survive the entire 15 rounds, but he is not fighting with any urgency. His title is on the line. He needs to fight with urgency. Stiff jab there by Chigray Leonard. He just can't get off. He just can't. Benitez just cannot throw any effective punches. He cannot land with any effectiveness. A testament to the game plan by Dundee, Jacobs, and Morton. Oh, nice right cross by Sugar Leonard. And a testament to the brilliance and the greatness of Sugar Raymond Charles Leonard. Another three-punch combination by Sugar Ray Leonard. A right cross left, four-punch combination by Sugar Ray Leonard. Just brilliant, brilliant scientific boxing by Sugar Ray Leonard. Left hook inside by Sugar Ray Leonard. Right cross left hook combination by Sugar Ray Leonard. It is all Sugar Ray Leonard. Round 13 was another round in the book for Sugar Ray Leonard as that beautiful young woman comes back into the ring with the rock. As she walks past Sugar Ray Leonard, Leonard looking like he's taking a quick look at her. 129-117, Sugar Ray Leonard up on my scorecard after 13 rounds. He's won 12 of the 13 rounds on my scorecard. I gave him a two-point round in round three for the knockdown. He is way ahead on my scorecard. Way ahead. As we get ready for round 14, Dundee's got to be proud of the job Sugar Ray Leonard has done tonight. This is a magnificent performance by one of the greatest fighters that ever lived, and in my opinion, the greatest fighter I've ever seen in my lifetime. Round 14, I'm talking about from when I started watching boxing in 1977 until today. Round 14. Nothing much has happened. Sugar Ray Leonard's nice combination there by Sugar Ray Leonard. Sugar Ray Leonard fighting with disciplined aggression. Nice right cross. Disciplined boxing. I mean, he has given Benitez absolutely no opportunity to land a brilliant counter to hurt him. He has offset Benitez's counterpunching ability with that stiff jab and constant combinations. There goes a nice three-punch combination by Benitez, then countered by a left hook by Sugar Ray Leonard. Benitez moving herky-jerky, trying to find angles, but nothing Benitez has done. Stalking Leonard, trying to walk him down, moving. Has been a Leonard landed a nice three-punch combination. Another combination by Sugar Ray Leonard. He just cannot deal with the speed and the brilliance of Sugar Ray Leonard. Right to the body by Sugar Ray Leonard. Combination by Sugar Ray Leonard. Another right cross over the top by Sugar Ray Leonard. And Leonard continues to go to body when they're inside. Referee Carlos Padilla has done an amazing job. He stayed out of the pictures. He only broke, only in the few clinches have you seen him break him up. Nice jab there by Benitez, but too much, too little, too late. Even in the 14th round, Benitez, he knows he's losing the fight. He's not fighting with the urgency needed, and that cut on the forehead has reopened. Nice right cross by Sugar Ray Leonard. He continues to get outboxed, outpunched, out-hustled, outsped by Sugar Ray Leonard here in the 14th round. Combination again. Sugar Ray Leonard with a six-punch combination there. And Benitez missed with a stiff jab by Sugar Ray Leonard. Another combination by Sugar Ray Leonard. Benitez just cannot stop Sugar Ray Leonard's momentum from the very opening round. Benitez landed a nice left hook there a few seconds ago, but still not enough to win this round. He wasn't busy enough. Round 14 again with Sugar Ray Leonard's 10-9. I've got it. 139, 126, Sugar Ray Leonard after 14 rounds. Now, going into this 15th and final round, I'm going to give you the scorecards right now, going into this 15th and final round. Sugar Ray Leonard was up by 7 points, 2 points, and 4 points. 137-133, 137-130, and 136-134. I do not know what those two judges were smoking with the 136-134 and 137-133 scorecards. No way in the world did Benitez win that many rounds. He's won one round. You'd have to commit a crime to give him a second round. Never mind what the judges gave him as we get ready for the 15th and final round. They touch gloves. And Benitez knows he needs a knockout. He's got to know this. I just gave you the official scores going into this round. And I know his father was telling him, look, you need a knockout. One thing about Gregorio, he didn't hold punches. He didn't pull punches. He told his son exactly. Oh, nice left hook inside by Sugar Ray Leonard. And they begin to go toe-to-toe here in the 15th round. Benitez waiting until the 15th round to fight with some type of urgency. Nice right cross by Sugar Ray Leonard. Combination by Sugar Ray Leonard. Sugar Ray Leonard closing the show here. Combination inside by Sugar Ray Leonard. Double left hook by Sugar Ray Leonard. Another combination by Sugar Ray Leonard. Left hook inside by Sugar Ray Leonard. Right to the body by Sugar Ray Leonard. Uppercut inside by Sugar Ray Leonard. Left hook, uppercut by Sugar Ray Leonard. Right cross by Benitez. They go toe-to-toe. Right cross by Sugar Ray Leonard. Uppercut by Benitez. Left hook by Benitez. That was the best punch he's landed in the entire fight. Right cross by Benitez. Left hook by Sugar Ray Leonard. Beautiful left hook by Benitez. Benitez waited until the 15th round to fight with some type of urgency. Right cross by Sugar Ray Leonard. They are going toe-to-toe here. Oh, combination punching by both men inside. Oh, nice left hook by Sugar Ray Leonard. Right cross by Sugar Ray Leonard. Combination inside by Sugar Ray Leonard. Right cross by Sugar Ray Leonard. Double uppercut inside by Benitez. Oh, nice combination by Benitez. This is Benitez's best round. Uppercut by Benitez. Oh, the combination of down goes Benitez. Benitez is in trouble. A brilliant combination by Sugar Ray Leonard. Drop Benitez in that blood as once again opened up badly on his forehead. 17 seconds left in the fight. All Benitez could do now is try to survive because he ain't winning this fight. Oh, let it go. And Palomino stops the fight. Carlos Padilla stops the fight. I call him Carlos Palomino. With 6 seconds left in the fight, Carlos Padilla stops the fight now. I didn't think that stoppage was warranted, but it didn't matter. Dundee is telling Benitez to go away, but Benitez wants to hug what he thought was his future brother-in-law. That wouldn't happen. But a brilliant ending, a great 15th round. Up until he got dropped with that combination, Benitez was having his best round. I don't agree with the stoppage, but hey, it didn't matter. Sugar Ray Leonard would have won by unanimous decision because he was up by 7 points, 2 points, and 4 points going into that 15th round. And that knockdown would have won him the fight. Of course, he couldn't have lost that round. Benitez needed a knockout going into that 15th round. You guys can pause this because I'm going to end the podcast with that interview right there of Sugar Ray Leonard and how it counts out. Okay. Now, real quick. Sugar Ray Leonard's first defense will be the next chapter here in the life and times of Sugar Ray Leonard. That will be part 5 of the life and times of Sugar Ray Leonard. Let me make sure I get this correctly, because I don't want to make no mistakes, because I keep forgetting exactly when Sugar Ray Leonard fought Larry Bonds. Because the next fight that we talk about here on the Life and Times of Sugar Ray Leonard will be his March 31st, 1980 fight against Davy Boy Green. And that would be the first defense of the title he won this night against Wilfred Benitez. March 30th, 1980, Sugar Ray Leonard's primetime fight from the Capitol Center in Landover, Maryland. So Sugar Ray Leonard goes back home to make his first defense of his welterweight championship against European and British welterweight champion Davy Boy Green. I mentioned Davy Boy Green earlier. He had beaten Andy Price, and Andy Price, of course, got destroyed by Sugar Ray Leonard in part 3 of the Life and Times of Sugar Ray Leonard. As far as Wilfred Benitez's career, he would bounce back, and I talked all about the rest of his career on the Life and Times of Thomas Hearns. I don't want to repeat it. I will just say that Benitez, like I mentioned in his fight versus Thomas Hearns on the Life and Times of Thomas Hearns, the episode surrounding his fight with Thomas Hearns, December of 1982. Benitez, soon after that fight, was never the same fighter. And I talked about how he was washed up by the age of 24, 25, and his downfall was sudden, and of course, a lifetime of womanizing and drug and alcohol abuse led to him having a degenerative brain condition. I mean, it is shocking, ladies and gentlemen, it is shocking that Wilfred Benitez today is still alive at the age of 65. He is still alive despite the fact that he's had a degenerative brain condition since 1989. He's dealt with the last 35, since the age of 30, he's had a degenerative brain condition, and yet he continues to survive. I just want to mention one last thing. Benitez was being hospitalized for his condition back in 2002. Sugar Ray Leonard visited him in his Puerto Rico hospital room. And Benitez did not have any memory of Sugar Ray Leonard or the fight. Sugar Ray Leonard put the fight on. They brought a VCR into Benitez's hospital bedroom, and they played this fight that I just announced, that we just reviewed. And midway through the fight, Benitez began to remember who Sugar Ray Leonard was and that fight. And when they finished watching the fight, Benitez told Sugar Ray Leonard, yeah, you fought a great fight that night. So I want to end that. You want to hear more about the fall of Wilfred Benitez, I would recommend to go back here on the Hitman Chronicles and check out the Life and Times of Thomas Hearns, the episode chronicling the fight between Thomas Hearns and Wilfred Benitez. We're going to end the podcast with How It Counts Out, interviewing Sugar Ray Leonard. We'll be back in a few days with my fight recap, as I recap Diego Pacheco and Richardson Hitchens fights coming up Saturday night on The Zone, as well as the incredible Fabio Wardley fight versus that he had in England this past Sunday. I will review all of that on the boxing recap portion of the Hitman Chronicles that we do every week. That will come out Sunday morning. Ladies and gentlemen, let me get the YouTube. Let me see if it's right here. Oh, of course, I've got to mute. How do we mute this? All right. Okay. Good. 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 I paused it. Paused it. Let me take off the Bluetooth so I can play it right to the microphone. I disconnected it. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to end the podcast with Howell Cosell interviewing Sugar Ray Leonard after the fight. We'll be back in a few days. Enjoy the post-fight interview. Until we talk, Richardson Hitchens, Fabio Wardley, and Diego Pacheco on Sunday morning. I want everybody out there to continue to be blessed and be a blessing.
Report immediately following your local news. There's the graphic. All right. Here, we've got Sugar Ray Leonard, the new WBC World Welterweight Champion, coming down. We've got to move very quickly. Ray, look, right there is the camera. First, congratulations. Second, express your respect for Benitez.
Sugar Ray Leonard, I'd like to extend a special prayer and console to the family of Mr. Willie Glassman.
Did he ever hurt you?
Yes, he had a good left hook. One time we butted heads and sort of like got me a little dazed, but I was so determined. I was good. This is the greatest moment of my life other than Montreal.
You realized in the 11th round you were devastating.
Still, I knew I had to pull it out because I saw it was a direct fight between Hagler and Vito Anifermo. I knew for a fact that the champion with a lot of class.
Did you think it was a close fight in your mind?
Well, I knew I had the edge. I felt that I had control. A couple rounds I gave to him because he did show me that he had the experience of a great champion. But I tell you, I really feel great, and I can go home with the belt around my waist.
Congratulations to you. Take a rest. Good luck. And don't be cocky. Okay, that's the story.